The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him. So he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. Sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path. The birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where little soil sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. When the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. Some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." When he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. There are people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those who sow on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. The only parable in which our Lord actually gives the parable and then he gives the explanation of all his parables. So that's an interesting note. The other ones he leaves for our own interpretation. This one he actually explains it in detail. Very interesting. So the sower then is Christ. The word is The seed, rather, is the Word of God. The terrain is our souls. They're all different. Obstacles are three, our Lord mentions. He speaks about the seed that falls on the pathway, on the rocky soil and thorns, and then he mentions the seed that falls on good ground. The seed that falls on good ground, there's good ground, but even better ground, but even the best ground. So let's ask ourselves, what type of ground are we? Spend a good hour on that, maybe 2 hours. What type of ground are we? Three of the major obstacles for allowing that seed to take root, Jesus mentions. Okay, the first is the devil. The devil does not want the Word of God to take root in your heart. He'll do all he possibly can to prevent the Word from rooting itself in your heart. So we've got to fight against the devil. It's called the two standards. We've got to fight against the devil. So once the devil is attacking you, trying to prevent the Word of God, you've got to beg the grace that you don't give in to the devil. So when you're tempted by the devil, say the Hail Mary. Try to do that. The devil cannot have the Blessed Mother present. He flees. And very quickly. So that's the way you overcome the devil. By living out your Marian consecration. Take your Marian consecration seriously. Not flippantly or superficially. Take it seriously. Do you believe in the power of Mary or don't you? Hello? Very powerful. She will crush the head of the enemy. She will. She'll crush the head of the enemy. Every second. Okay, the next would be this. Jesus speaks about the soil, that when encounters problems, they give up. My experience in my many years as a priest, one of the most common weak points of even very good Catholics is this: inconstancy. That's probably that's the number one failure, I would say. Maybe even among us here. Inconstancy. In other words, when we encounter obstacles and things don't go our way, we have a tendency to droop and not to persevere in our good proposals. So what happens when you encounter obstacles in your spiritual life? Ignatius says you pray even more. It's called agere contra. Now that takes a very mature spiritual life. Very mature spiritual life. Because we don't feel like it, usually we follow our feelings. We can't do that. You're heading for disaster if you do that. And even parents here, okay, you pray the rosary every day. Your kid said, I don't want to pray a rosary. Pray too then, okay? I've never heard a parent do that yet, but you know, if I were the parent, I would do it. Okay? If you object to two, then we'll pray three. Okay? So starting tomorrow, we're not going to pray one rosary, we're going to pray two. I command this ship here. No? Don't be pushed around by your children. No? Parents are pushed around by their children. That's terrible. It is. You call the shots. It's called the fourth commandment. Honor your mother and your father. Constancy. You got to be constant. You know the mature fruit of constancy is called perseverance. Amen? Okay, that's constancy developed to the max. Perseverance until the end. What is the grace of all graces, St. Alphonsus? The grace of all graces is to die in the state of grace. Amen? Yeah. Why is it that many, many people do not make their holy hour? Because they're lacking in constancy. They're lacking constancy. For that reason, everyone who takes their prayer life spiritually, every one of you should have a spiritual director. Amen? Otherwise, you're not going to persevere. Because a spiritual director, hey, accountability. Huh? Accountability. I didn't do my holy hour. Why? Well, I didn't feel like it. What would you say to that, Eric? Pat him on the back? No. Gently rebuke, okay? Gently rebuke. That's negligence. That's laziness, no? But I feel probably probably one of the biggest weaknesses of really good people is lacking in constancy. And the mature fruit is perseverance. Who's the example for us? The first sorrowful mystery. Did Jesus feel like praying? Are you kidding? He had all the sins of the world descending upon him. He was in the most profound desolation you could ever imagine. What does the gospel say? He prayed, but even more fervently. What a model for us. And even sweat blood. He sweat blood. You don't believe me? Read the Bible. Constancy, perseverance. Here, what's the third obstacle? Jesus preached this 2,000 years ago. It seems as if he preached it last night. The lure of riches and possessions and worldliness. It's almost as if Jesus preached this yesterday or this morning. Can we be attached to material things? Hello? Very easy. Very easy. Face it, all of us could live with a little bit less. Hello? We could. All of us could live with a little bit less. And all of us could pray a little bit more, right? That should be your motto. Live with less and pray more. Amen? Live with less. Pray more. And if you don't really understand that, read the life of any saint. Read the life of Aquinas that we celebrated. Read the life of Bosco. His feast day is right around the corner. Read the life of Mother Teresa. Read the life of St. Francis. Read the life of Mother Cabrini. Right? Read the lives of these great saints. I mean, Drexel, okay? Drexel was one of the richest women in the world from Philadelphia. Basically, she gave it away. How about Charles Borromeo from the Medici family? You know, his brother died, so he inherited all the inheritance of his rich parents. He gives it away so that he can save souls. You people are rich if you love the Eucharist. Amen? Amen? If you love the Eucharist, you are multi-trillionaires. Amen? So that's the key to this parable. If we really love Christ and the Eucharist, we need nothing more. In a very short time, that seed of the Holy Spirit and Christ himself is going to plant itself in your soul. Hopefully it will grow 30, 60, 100, 1,000-fold. Amen.